Okay, today is Daf Chaf Ches. We are on Chaf Ches at the Mishnah. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Auschwitz family, Le'ilu Nishmat Tima Bas Avraham Tzvi. Shalom Shalom Aliyah. Okay, here we go, the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so we've been talking about different halachas of Yontif, and we continue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shokel Adam Basar Keneged HaKli O Keneged HaKufit. You can measure meat, you can weigh meat against another Kli, or against a hatchet, which is another kli. Let's say I know my hatchet weighs a pound. So I can weigh the kli against the hatchet to see, why am I doing it like that? Says Rashi on top. Tavach hamocher basar b'mishkal, a butcher who sells meat by weight. Afal pi she'asar lishkal b'litra, you're not allowed to sell by weight. You're not allowed to sell by a standard weight, by a liter. Why? Dahainu ma'isichol. That's a weekday activity. To sit and weigh meat. We said, you can go to the store or if it's open, but you can't just weigh meat like it's time of Tuesday. Mutter hu lishkol keneged ha-kli keneged ha-kufit. You can measure it. You can weigh it against a kli or a kufit, which is a hatch, another kli. U keneged ha-kufit tzakin gadol, shakov tzim ha-basa. It's a big kli. They use a big knife. The ikka shinui, v'lo havi ma'isin zechol. That's a shinui, and it's not a ma'isichol. Okay? V'chachamom omrim, back in the Mishnah, ein mashgichin b'kafach l'oznayin kol ikar. Now, you don't use anything. You don't use the scale at all. Not at all. Says the Gemara, my kol ikar, what does he mean, not at all? It's a very straight, funny lashon. Right? You should say, usher, or no. What do you mean, not at all? So, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, even to use it for a mutter purpose. Afilu l'shomer min ha'achbarim. Even to protect it from the mice. I have a scale hanging from my ceiling. I'll put the good stuff on there. Not no intention of weighing anything. The mice can't get to that. And I'll use it like that. Even that you can't use it for. Stay away from it. Don't even use it for that. Amar vidi bar oven. V'hu detalya besrita. That's only true if it's hanging from a srita. What's a srita? A what? A ring. That's what it says here. It's a ring. Basically, it's some kind of... there's two types of scales. There's a scale with two sides. Right? You put a weight on one side and you put what you want to buy on the other side. That's one type of scale. There's another type of scale where you see sometimes in the store, there'll be a hanging. They both could be hanging.
A dial.
A dial, and then they have the place to put the meat, and when you weigh the meat, the dial will move. We're not talking about that one. We're talking about the first one with a ring, which I think means a double scale. So I think it means.
A balance
scale, right. From Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. And Rehuda says in the name of Shmuel.
Why would one be put in the other one now?
I don't know. Because what?
And the other one is also weight.
Because what?
It doesn't. It brings it down.
It brings it down because the dial moves.
The dial moves by pressure.
No, it doesn't. It brings it down.
If I'm putting stuff on the dial scale. I don't have to get it.
In order for the other one to work, you have to put some to
balance.
Right. So Rashi says, the Mechzi kinos no shlosham mishkal. It looks like you put it there to weigh it. I don't know why. I don't know. Anyway, it gets worse. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tavach Uman, the guy's an expert. Aser lishkal basar biyad. He can't even measure with his hand. Puts it on his hand, goes like this. Oh, this weighs about a pound. I give or take an ounce. Basically, they know. That's what they do all day. That's their job, right? Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tavach Uman, Aser lishkal basar b'mayim. You can't put, well, I'll put a cup of water in one hand, and I'll go like this.
Displacement,
right? You put displacement, so that's totally normal. It's a very normal way to do it. Amar Yehuda Amar Chia Bar Ashi, Aser lasos beis yad b'basar. They used to carve out a hole in the meat to put a rope through it to carry it. You can't do that on the other. Amar Avina ubiyad d'shayim. If you carve out the hole with your finger, that you could. That's not normal. Amar Yehuna mutar lasos siman b'basar. You're allowed to make a siman in the basar. What does that mean? Ki ha deraba bar Rav Huna mechatech la atlas karnata. Like he used to make a triangle in the meat. Or he made triangles out of the meat as a siman for whatever he wanted to make a siman for. Right? Right. What?
That's his.
Right. It was his siman. Right. Right. Okay. Rav Chia Rav Shimon Berebi. Rav Chia and Rav Shimon Berebi. Shoklin mana keneged mana b'yontif. they would weigh meat with a weight on Yontif. Okay? So they would weigh a mana of meat, kineged a mana, which is a measure. So Kiman, who's that like? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo Rabbanan. It's not like neither of the Tanaim in our Mishnah. Why? E Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar shokel adam batzar kineged akli o kineged akupit. He said you can only use a shinui. Kineged akli in, kineged midyachmini lo. You can't use a weight. You can't use a mana. You can only use a shinui, something not normal. We're using my, who uses a hatchet as a balance scale? Yeah, okay, so Yontif, you can do that. E Rabbanan ha'amri e mashgichin kaf masnayim kol liquor. He said you can't use anything. The Rabbanan said you can't use anything. So what's going on? So, how could he do that? The answer is he had another Tana to rely on. Inu to Ovid, Rabbi Yeshua. He held like another Tana named Rabbi Yeshua. Ditanya, Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Now, this is a brisa that says, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shoklin Mana, Kineged Mana, Biyantif. There's a brisa that says that Rabbi Yeshua said, you can weigh meat in the normal fashion on Yontif. Gesundheit. You can weigh meat in the normal fashion on Yontif. Gesund. That's what was. That's how these two people, Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Berebi, who I believe they were brothers, right? Right? No. Reb Shimon. No, they're not brothers. I'm sorry. Although the Gemara is going to imply too that they are related to each other, or at least they're very close friends. Anyway. So there's a brisa now, this is a little hard. There's a brisa that says that Rabbi Yeshua said it's mutter with a weight. Regular weight, like a regular day of the week. Then the Gemara says, where am I up to? The Tan, okay. Amar of Yosef, now Rabbi Yosef comes along. Halacha Rabbi Yeshua. No, we passed him like him. In other words, you can use a weight like a regular day of the week. Why are we passing like him? Ha'el, utnan bin b'choris kafasei. There's a Mishnah in Bechoros that he's right. Now the Mishnah in Bechoros is going to say nothing of the sort. So here we go. This is hard. Rashi says, look at the Rashi of Hoel v'tnan b'Bechoros kavasei. What's the Mishnah in Bechoros talking about? It's talking about a related topic. Not talking about weighing meat on Yontif. It's talking about weighing meat of Kudjim. So there's a halacha like this. The Aser, look at Rashi. The Aser lishkol V'limkar b'char balmum sheshachatu kohen b'litra. You're not allowed to weigh the meat of a b'char or sell it like in the marketplace, like it's stam meat. Why? Because it was once holy. It was once holy. Now what happened? The b'char got a mum. So you're allowed to shecht it in your backyard and you don't have to bring it for a carbon. It's all very good. But you can't still mistreat it and sell it in the market like in the shuk. And everyone's haggling it. You know that scene? You can't do that to this kind of meat. Now, to kudjim, not a bechor, kudjim you can. What's the difference between kudjim and bechor? Because kudjim, if you redeem it, the money goes to the Beis HaMikdash. So we want to get the best price. The best price is in the shuk. Right? Here, who gets the benefit? You. So for you, you can't mistreat it. Maybe it won't be the best price. So we're very sorry for you. For the Beis HaMikdash, we don't mind because it'll fetch the best price. Let's say there's an animal, a carbon tumid, and I got a soul. Something happened to it, whatever it is, you have to redeem it. So you want to get the best price for the Beis HaMikdash. You can sell it in the shuk. The not a bechor. Okay? So he says, Shelo lasos maisa chol b'kodshim. You can't treat kodshim like a maisa, like a weekday activity. De bezayin hu. It's a bezayin. I'm still in Rashi. Viktani, de mana kineged mana. You weigh a mana with a mana. In other words, you weigh it with a weight. V'yodea kama mishkal rishona, how much the first one was. V'shokel kinegda mutter. What do you see from here? That's not considered a bezayin. That's not considered a maisachol. Alma, lavov de zechol chashuvli. He doesn't consider that a problem. Right? In other words, Rabbi Yeshua said, you can weigh normal on Yontif. Says Rabbi Yosef, I have a Mishnah that is right. What's the Mishnah? Because he lets you sell a bechor like that. And we know that when it comes to a bechor, you can't mistreat it. Right? That's not mistreating it. That's perfectly normal. Yeah, you can't go to the shuk and like that. That's true. But to do it with mana, with a weight, that's not a problem. So what do you see? He doesn't know if it's a problem. We hold like that. Now let's do the Mishnah.
They just define mana connected mana as weighing it against another piece of meat.
The point, you're right, fine. The point is
something you know the way.
Something you do, something that you do during the week. Ditnan. Psuli.
This is talking about Yom Tov. This is not talking.
Correct, but it's the same idea. Tanan. Psuli Hamukdashin. Let's say you have a kudshin that got puzzle. Whatever reason it got puzzle. Hana'as on Lehektish. Who gets the money for this? Hektish. Therefore, we'll let you do whatever you need to do to make sure Hektish gets the best price. Right? You need to. But then he says, "V'shoklin mana kineged mana bibachar," and you can weigh the meat of the bachar against another pound of meat by a bachar. Right? What do you see from here? It's not a ganai. It's not a problem. It's not an issue. We know that there's a difference between a bachar that you're going to benefit from and kachim, which the Beis HaMikdash benefits from, and yet he lets you do it. Right? So what do you see? It's not a problem. It's a different issue, which is why Amalei Abaya Vidil Malohi. Who said? It's not true at all. You can't compare Bechar to Yontif. Why? Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yeshua hacha. When does Rabbi Yeshua say it over here? Over where? By Yontif. Ela deleka bizayon kachim. It's not a bizayon. Aval hasam. But by Bechar, the ikar bizayon kachim. Lo. What does that mean? By a bechar.
That's why you can't do it.
Right. Inami or ad kan lo ka'am rabbanon hasam. When does the rabbanon say they're din by a bechar? Elam yishom de lo mechzi ka'ovdun dechal. It doesn't really look like ovdun dechal. Aval hacha, but over here with the two friends that wanted to split the meat, the mechzi ka'ovdun dechal, lo, he would never say it. So it's not a raya. Just not a raya. Now the Gemara has a side point before we get to the Mishnah. Lememra the Kapti Ahadadi. Do you mean to tell me that they were makbid on each other? Or it makes it sound like that, right? They wanted to divide the meat. Okay, let's get the microscope so no one gets a milliliter more than the other one. That's what it sounds like, right? Vaha Hani Shev Benisa. But there was a case with the seven fish to Asu Lebei Rebbe that it came to Rebbe this. That Reb Chiya got five of them. Velo kapin Reb Shimon Berebi. And Reb Shimon Berebi didn't mind that he only got two. So that couldn't have been the case. That they come there with a backwards with a magnifying glass. That couldn't have been the case. Amar Reb Papa, you're right. Shadi Gavra Benayo. There was somebody else must have been there, or somebody else in the story was with someone else. It can't be with these two. They wouldn't have been so. E Reb Chiya Reb Shmuel Reb Yosi. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Ubar Kapara. It must have been someone else, because it couldn't have been these people. Okay. Next. Ein mashchizin es hasakin biyantif. You're not allowed to. What's the word? Sharpen a knife on yantif. Why not? Says Rashi. No, he doesn't say anything. Why not? What's l'chora the reason why not? What? Yeah, all these reasons, right? All these reasons. Avol mesia agabe chaverta. But you can clang one against the other. You can sharpen them by sharpening them, you know, like they do in those movies, right? They take the knives and they're doing it together. That you can do. Why? What? Huh? Right. It's a shinui. Rav Shlomo Zalman asks a very interesting question. She doesn't really answer. He says, why can't you sharpen a knife on Yontif?
Grinding.
What?
Grinding.
No.
Yeah.
You have a stone, and you take the knife, and you sharpen the knife on a stone.
You're grinding it down.
No one said that. That's not what anyone said.
That's
not the reason. The reason is because of the dechal and it's a weekday. You could have done it beforehand. All these reasons.
He says because it's
machshirei metaken. All these issues. Says of Shlomo Zalman, what's the heter to light a fire on Yom Tov? So you can do that beforehand too. And no one has an issue with that. No one says boo.
Really.
That's an interesting observation. So what? Make sure. Come on, fine. So once you have a fire, you can light another fire. Why? What? Because you have to do that. You can't do that on Shabbos. Why can't you do that? Oh, Maksir Yochel Nefesh. How am I going to get to cook?
Right.
So do it beforehand. I don't have to do it now. The cooking you have to do now can taste better. I understand.
You don't have
today's day and age. The kasha, no, he's talking, Reb Shlomo Zalman, like, why is that mutter? It's just an interesting observation. He's not saying it's not mutter. That, no one says a word. And when it comes to sharpening a knife, big business is you can't do it.
Because otherwise you can't feed a fire.
What?
You're looking at it today's day and age. Look about what they did then. How are they supposed to keep a fire going continuously? You don't guess.
Keep putting wood in.
You're now feeding the fire.
Right, so
what they allowed you to do. They didn't just say turning on and moving the fire to another one. You feed the fire, the same thing.
Right, so why can't you feed the fire before you enter?
Because it goes out.
It goes out.
There's only so
right.
much.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu el mashchetes el evan. The only issue is a stone. You're sharpening the knife with a stone. Avo mashchetes el eit mutter. But if it would be a wooden, somehow to sharpen it with wood, that'd be okay. That's a shinoi. That's not normal. Amar Rav Huda Amar Shmuel, ha da marta shel evan aser. We said you can't use. This is easy now. It can be the same thing four times. We said you can't use a evan lo amar an el lechaza. That's only if you want to sharpen the knife. Aval lahave sham nunisa. But if you want to remove the fat or some grease or some something that's attached to the knife, murta, that's okay. Michlal, what do you see?
The knife or attached to the meat?
Attached to the meat, attached to the knife. You want to get rid of it. Yeah, you don't want to use your fingers. So I'll scrape it off. I'll scrape it off a stone.
That's not sharpening. That's cleaning.
Oh, exactly. That's mutter. Michlal, dibishal eitz. If it's a wooden stone, a wooden block, whatever, afil lechad the nami mutter. Then you can even use it to sharpen a wood. Ikad demastiv la seifa. Others said, and this story is on the seifa. It said bishal eitz mutter. That what did we say? This price that we started off with. That wood is okay. Amr of Yehuda Mashmul Hadamarta Bishal Eitz Mutter. When we said Eitz is Mutter, Lo Amar El Haver Sham Nunisa. That's only to remove grease. Aval Lechadada, but to sharpen it, Aser. That's Aser. Michlal, you see from here, the Bishal Eitz, that if it's a stone, Afil Lahaver Sham Nunisa Aser. You can't even remove the grease on a stone. You have to use your fingers or a napkin. Ikadimasi La Mas Nisan. Others have this exact same exchange on the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Ain mashchir din hasakin biyantif. You can't sharpen knives in yantif. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel lo shel el lechadza. That's only true if you want to sharpen it. Aval lahavir sham nunisa mutter. But to remove the grease, that's okay. Michlal daga bechaverta that on its a knife on another knife afil lechadza nami mutter. That's mutter. The ikka demastu la seifa. Others had it on the seifa. What do we say in the seifa? But the Mishnah said you're allowed to sharpen knives one to the other. That's only true if you want to remove the grease. But to sharpen it, that'd be a problem. Michlal, what do you see? When it comes to sharpening, it's always aser. Man tana b'mashchezes aser. Who said this is aser? Amr of Chista, the Lok of Yehuda. It can't be of Yehuda. The Tanya, because we have Ein Ben Yontif L'Shabbos El Ochel Nefesh Bavad. The only difference between Shabbos and Yontif is Ochel Nefesh. There's a lot of differences. It's not true. It's not the only difference. It's the main difference. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda Omatir Af Makshiri Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda allows even Makshiri Ochel Nefesh. So Rabbi Yehuda would apparently not be the author of our Mishnah. He would allow sharpening knives. Amalei Rava L'Rav Chista Darshin and Mishmecha Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. You trying to tell me that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Amalei Yehi Rava Yehi Ratzon Dekal Kihani Mili Malyasa Tardish Tadarshun Mishmai. That all these things, all these good things, you darshin in my name. In other words, yes, tell everybody that I'm passing like Rabbi Yehuda. You go tell everybody that. Amr of Nechemya, Breder of Yosef, Havi Kamina Kamei de Rava, I was once by Rava, Havi Ka Ma'avir Lisakina Apuma de Dikula. He was rubbing a knife on a basket, on the edge of a basket. Amri Lei, Lechazada Ka Avidmar, are you doing this to sharpen it? Oh, Lahavir Shamnu Nisa. Or are you doing it to clean it? Vamali, Lahavir Shamnu Nisa. I'm not only doing it to clean it. Vichazisi Ledaite de Lechazade Ka Avid. But he really was doing it to sharpen it. Why? The kasavar halacha the ein morin came because he held that halacha is like that. We shouldn't publicize it. Says Rashi halacha the top line to end halacha kerev Yehuda umutir kol ish lasos. You can do that. Want to sharpen knives on? That's not a problem. Aval ein morin l'rabim kain. You shouldn't publicize this heter. Shelo yizalzalu af be'efsher la'asoso mibod yom. It's only applicable, machshir ochal nefesh, if you couldn't do it beforehand. What? No, he's not supposed to publicize it. Now, what does that mean?
But he said something else. What are you doing? So he said, I'm using it. Are you using this or that? Did he say
I don't know. The Kol Hani Sharinan, all these heterim can go on, for example, Sheneskalkalu B'Yantif, where it got ruined on Yantif. So what do you mean I should sharpen the knife before it? It was sharp before it. It got ruined. Oh, or Shaya Esmol Torud, that you were too busy. I don't know what that means. What does it mean you're too busy? I couldn't sharpen the knife because I was too busy. Then he can do anything. I'm always busy. Right? I'm not sure what that means.
Maybe you couldn't find it. Maybe.
Then the exception swallows the rule. The rule is that you machshiri ochal nefesh only if you couldn't do it before Yontif. Right? Like, meaning something broke on Yontif. Oh, it broke, so go make a new one. You need it now for Yontif. That I understand. What do you mean torah? Oh, or if you're busy. So then the exception swallows the rule. I'm not sure what that means. Right? Only could be something you couldn't make before Yontif. So if something breaks, I hear that. Right? Otherwise, why can't you can't chop down the tree and build yourself a table before Yontif? So if the table broke on Yontif, you have nowhere to sit. Okay, so go fix it on Yontif. That I hear that. But to go, I'll wait till the others to make the table because I'm busy now. What kind of heter is that? No, so it must be Torah. You're busy. Even if it's legitimate busy. Even if it's legitimate busy, there's no... Yeah. There's no gather for that. There's no gather for that. No, even if it's legit busy. I'm busy guy. What's the gather? How busy am I? And what does that mean? V'amar Abaya said, Have kamina kame demar. I was once by my mar, that's Rabbah. V'have kamavet akina asifsa derichaya. He was moving the knife on the mill. V'amar le, l'chadza kaboy mar. You're doing that to sharpen it? Oh, l'haver shamnu nisa, or to remove this grease. V'amar li, and he told me, l'haver shamnu nisa. I'm doing it to remove the grease. But by the way, chaziti l'daite l'chadza ka'ovin. Now, I really saw he was doing it to sharpen it. V'kasav ha'alacha ve'morin came. But that's the halacha, and you don't tell anybody. And I...
Well, we know, everyone knows that.
Sorry, you've been punished.
Rebbe started telling his talent how to poskin.
Oops.
Right.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
Don't send that over to Facebook.
Next story. Iboy lahu. Mahu laharos sakin l'chacham b'yantif. Can you show a knife to a chacham on yantif? There are four explanations what this means. We'll do Rashi first. Rashi said, Ma laharos, hatabach sakin l'chacham b'yantif livdok. Can you show a knife to a chacham to have him check it out? What's that about? Says Rashi, Shehitilu chachamim, the chacham made a rule, Kol hatabachim laharos sakin l'chacham kodim sheyishchot shum behema. There's a din. The chacham made up a rule. You have to show the knife to a chacham before you shach. Someone better than you, whatever it is, someone else. Umahu lasos kin b'yantif. What about yantif? Can you do that yantif? What's Rashi's issue? Mi mechsi ko uvdu d'chol. Is it uvdu d'chol? Why? The av shemilsa. It's a big production. Shedaito limkar b'itliz. People are going to think maybe you're going to sell it in the market. At some whole production. Oh, lo mechsi. Or don't show it to him. So Rashi's issue is, everyone agrees that there's a din to show the knife to a chacham before yantif, before yishach. Everyone holds in that din. Why can't, what's the shaila, whether you can do it on yantif? So Rashi says it's a shaila if people are going to think you're selling stuff in the market on yantif. Which we said in the past few days, nothing wrong with that. Right?
Yes, how do you post check on yantif?
Maybe you shouldn't be able to check on yantif. So one second, that's Rashi's pshat. The Rambam says you might find out that there's taka something wrong with the knife, and then you'll go sharpen a knife on yantif. Which is why in a minute we're going to say that you can do it by yourself. In other words, if you yourself are a chacham, if you're an Amma Aretz, you have no out. If you're not an Amma Aretz, so we can dispense with this din of showing it to the chacham. Says the Gemara is going to say that. According to the Rambam, it makes perfect sense. We just said a minute ago that if it's efsher, if it's efsher latzos, you could do it, then ein morin kein, which is why you can do it yourself. Fix it yourself. Right? That's the second pshat. The Rif says there's a pshat, you might leave the tchum to show it to the chacham. That's the shaila. Where is the chacham? Where is he? He's outside the tchum. And the Baal Ma'or says that, that though far-fetched a little bit, he says that the chacham looking at the knife is like almost like a making a din, being down a din on Yontif, which is like a bez din almost, and we don't do that on Yontif. So these are four different reasons why the Gemara has a kasha. Okay? Anyway,
what does it mean? You can't go to a rabban Shabbos with a Yontif with a shayla about somebody's,
So see, I guess that the truth is it's like a combination of all these reasons. Because you can go to a Rav on Yontif. And not only that, you can bring him a dish, bring him some kugel, and let me tell you what happened, Rabbi. This kugel, this pot, is milk. And you can bring it.
Yeah, what are you going to do? He says, yes, you can eat it, which is allowed. Here, if he says it's not good, you may do something that's not allowed.
Right. So what's not allowed? There's a whole bunch of things. Maybe it's a bezdin, maybe you go to tchum, maybe you'll find out it's taka no good tonight, you'll go fix it. Right? Maybe it's a big production. Okay.
What is a big production? To my knowledge, when the shop can chef nowadays, and then a rug can ask to see their knife, they're done for the day.
Right, I hear.
They have to pull themselves off the line.
Right. So, Rav Murray, the Rav Business Shari, Rabban and Osri. That's a machlokas. Rav Yosef Omar, Talmud Chacham Roa La'atzmo, he could see it himself, and then he could ask someone else without publicizing it. Which is exactly what the Rambam makes the most sense if that's the case. Right? I looked at it myself, I saw something, well, okay, I'll fix it myself. Vamra of Yosef, Sakin Sha'amda Mutu Lachadda Biyantif. If the knife is usable, that it's Amda, it's usable, maybe it's a little sharpening, but it's usable, then you're allowed to sharpen a Biyantif. Fahani Mili Dahu Depaska Agav Duchaka. It still will work. When you press the knife, it'll cut. If it's so dull that it won't even cut at all, no good.
It's interesting that in all this, they never say why you had time to have it checked yesterday.
Correct.
Before Yontif.
No, because you didn't check Yontif before yesterday. But the day you checked, there's a minute.
So he knows he's going to check tomorrow. Right. He didn't take it yesterday.
Right. So now that we spoke about this, we get into a little related topic, which there's a Tosfos here that we're going to do, which is staggeringly amazing. Darash of Chista, Vitam of Yosef. Echad Sakin Shenifkema, whether it's a knife that broke, Echad Shpud Shenirtam, or it's a spit that got dulled, the point. So you can't stick it into an animal or make a spit. It doesn't got dulled. The point got dulled. Or Echad Grifas Taner V'Kirayim Biyantif. Or you have an oven that something happened to the oven, right? Rashi says Shenafal Letocho Minitiach Shelo. The inside of the oven fell apart, basically, and it's all dirty in there. V'lo ha'yodea mibodyom. He didn't know about this yesterday. In other words, the oven broke, basically. Okay? Tosva says on top, Pirish ri, what's the issue? Why can't I clean out the oven? Rashi doesn't say why.
Stop cleaning the oven. It's like the opposite of the oven.
Exactly. So what's the issue? Rashi, so Pirish ri, ashvi gumos. You're flattening it out. Says Tosos Veloni Hira. That's not right. The Im Kane, Lo Havi Dumi, the Hani Achwini, the Chashivi Mishum, the Havi Tikkun Kli. That the other two problems over there, the knife broke, this broke, the spit broke, and the oven, oh, you're flattening it. Doesn't make sense, says Tosos. It must be the same as the other two, which is what? Veloni Hira, Demai Batana Chadash. It's a brand new oven. Vadayin Yeshva Avonim Va'afar Shalom Pinu. It still has some stuff in there. You didn't finish cleaning it out when you fashioned the oven. Ukishiyasir Osam Avonim Va'afar. Having Kamar Gemar Malachdan, and when you get those final items out, that's the Gemar Malacha, the Chayav Mishum Makab Patish. That would be Makab Patish. The Chol Gemar Malacha, Chayav Mishum Makab Patish.
Why can't it be that the smooth side of the oven is a separate piece of stone where they throw the pita against, whatever it is?
Right.
And that fell into the oven. They can't push that back to the side of the oven.
So
that's the Sakin Kli, like the other ones is.
Right. I don't know why Tosa, that's not the controversial part of Tosa. The controversial part is right now. Mikol Makom Kasha. It's still a problem. The law, the below timer, mishum makav patish. Forget makav patish. Tepik lay the habi aser mishum muksa. Is that muksa? The offer va'avonim shetocho muksahein. Isn't that muksa? Right? Isn't that muksa?
The stone is made of that. Why would it be muksa?
Because you don't need that. I have an oven, and the oven, and I have a normal oven, and in the oven are stones and dirt that I can't use the oven, so I can clean them out. Isn't that muksa? Mikan Omar Ritzva.
Why should I make sure you call nefesh?
The tiltul muksa, hitiru mishum ochel nefesh. Muksa is mutter for ochel nefesh. Umikan yesh lahavi right lamadar perakam. Muksa is mutter for ochel nefesh. Now I don't think that's true. However, it makes so much sense. I can violate malachas for ochel nefesh. I can't move muksa. I can't move the dollar bill. I don't know. Can you? Can anyone do that?
Does it relate, to what you're
Do we allow muksa for ochel nefesh?
All muksa. So things
are
related.
You gotta figure out which muksa it is.
Yeah. Right, but any muksa. Do we allow that?
The stuff in the oven is the one in what muksa it is. It's where it is, what the situation is, not what it is.
No, he's saying what kind of muksa. Yeah, some muksa you can move regardless. But is that even true? If you can move muksa regardless, I don't need this heter.
There's a big difference between how
so we're talking about real muksa. A stone. You can't get more muksa than a stone. A rock. I can move the rock for ochel nefesh?
Not stam. It relates to ochel nefesh.
For ochel nefesh. It's not stam. So I want to sit on a chair. And there's a rock on the chair. You know what? I can't sit on the chair. There's no way I can get that rock. I can push the chair. Only those hair.
Why do you have such a problem with that and not shechting an animal?
Because shechting an animal is mutter for ochel nefesh. It's a pasuk.
I can't cook out of my oven.
But I'm asking you practically in the kitchen in 2014. Do people violate muksa for ochel nefesh?
Give an example. What would you say?
I don't know. I was thinking about it. Like,
you said it 5 minutes ago. You had the question about moving a fire.
Right.
You asked the same exact question. How can you do it today? Because they were allowed to do it then.
Yeah.
Right. I hear. I was thinking about it.
So give an example.
What?
What?
Yeah, moving a candle. So we do that, by the way. You're allowed to move a candle on your own.
That's why I asked, what type of muksa is it?
Has to be real muksa. Money. Your money, you left your money on the thing. Can you move that for ochel nefesh? Shabbos, you can't do that.
Your money on the pot.
Yeah, you left your money on the pot. On the stove. Can you move that? Can't do that on Shabbos. Yeah, with your elbow, all the heterim. Sound what Tosfos says. What? No, that's not what Tosfos said. You don't have to rely on any of these things. You can just pick them up with your hands. Do you hold like that? Right. It's very interesting. It makes so much sense, because how can you do bona fide malachas and they're not muksa? It's a funny thing.
You know, every single time you come up with one, we have a rule. That's all in the chapter.
Right. Right, I know.
It's Lisha, Lisha. And we have 15 things that we have that are before Lisha.
Right.
Lisha with a Shiva. Exactly.
And anyway, all these three things that we mentioned, getting back to the Gemara, the knife broke, the spit broke, the oven broke. So what's the story with that? So bana machlokas Rabbi Huda v'Rabbanan. The Tanya ain ben yontif l'Shabbos el ochel nefesh bolvat. Rabbi Huda matir af machshiri ochel nefesh. Now for the finally on daf chav ches we have what there are. What's the reason? My time of the Tanakama. How come he said no? Amar Krod says hu levado. It says on b'shalach hu levado yase lochem. Who? V'lo machshirav. Yeah, what you need to cook, and not the preparations. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kra, lochem. Lochem lochal tzarchechem. Whatever you need, even machshirin. Aye, Tanakama hoksiv lochem. But Mr. Tanakama, doesn't it say lochem? No. Amalacha hu lochem v'lo l'nachrim. That means you can't cook for goyim. V'idach, nami hoksiv hu. 1 second. It also says hu. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say even machshirin? Amalacha hakatzav. Amalach ksiv hu uksiv lochem. It says hu and it says lochem, right? So one's a meal and one's not a meal. V'lo kasha, kan machshirin she'efesha la'asot sameyerev yontif, and kan machshirin she'efesha la'asot sameyerev yontif. The question is, can you do the machshirin before yontif or not? If you could have done it before yontif, then Yehuda agrees you can't do it on yontif. If you couldn't have done it before yontif, then he says you could do it. Then we had a question. What does it mean you couldn't do it before yontif? What does it mean you're busy? What does that mean? Right? I'm not sure the answer to that. But the other case of the book, they broke. So if it broke on Yontif, everyone agrees you can fix it. What? Who said not? Maybe you could. Maybe you could. I don't know how far he takes it. Shmuel, Shpud, Shenirtaf, if a spit got bent, also Lasak no be Yontif. You can't fix it on Yontif. Why can't you fix it on Yontif? Because you can still use it. So the Gemara says, Pshit is obvious. No. Let's make Afakaf the Mashmeit, the Mefashet be Yontif. Well, I'll try to straighten out with my hands. I'm not going to go to the expert. I'm not going to ask. But with my hands, I'll do it. Even that you can't do. Amar Yehuda Mashmuel, Shpud Shetzalu Babasar, if the shpud has basar on it, atel l'taltel l'biyantif. You can't touch it anymore because it's considered mi'us. Amar ravada brava.
What?
What? Because it's disgusting. If the shpud, after you use it, comes off the barbecue, you don't touch that. Ravada brava, amar of malkio. Shomto, you can take it down a little bit, umanicha mekaren zavet, and put it quickly in a corner so you don't have to look at it. Amr of Kiyabar Ashi, Amr of Huna, Fushi Eshalov Kazayis Basar. That's only if it has a Kazayis Basar. In other words, it's still out of touch. Ravina Amr, Af Alpisha, Eilov Kazayis Basar, Mutal Taltalo. Even if it doesn't have any, you're allowed to. Media Haviat Kotz per Shusarabim. It's no different. There's no muksa when someone can get hurt. So if someone can get hurt by this, you can put it to the corner. Okay? Now we have just unrelated Gemara here. Amar of Chanina, Beredu of Ikka, Shpud, which we just said, the case of a Shpud, Shifchis, the case of maidservants, that the Gemara says, if a woman, when you get married, right, so the woman has to do some jobs, what if she has a maid? So there's a Gemara there that holds that even if she has she's a very wealthy woman, she has 1,000 maids, she's got to do something. Because doing nothing leads to crazy things, right? When you have nothing to do, You become lazy. It's not a good thing. Even if she has so many mates, she got to do something. And we pass on all of it. And the third one is the gumos. What's gumos? No. What? Right. Well. Oh, right. Whether a woman has shteisairos. Is there two pores there? Two hairs coming out of one pore. Oh, complicated sugya like that. That was all said by Rav Malkio. Next. Beluris, whether you have a certain kind of haircut like a guy, Afer Makla, certain kind of Afer that maybe you put on your skin, it's like a tattoo, and Gvina, whether Gvina Zakum, that's of Malkiya. That was said by, sounds very similar, not the same man. Rapapa Amar, Rapapa says, Masnisin, Masnisa, Rav Malkiya. If it's a Mishnah or a Brisa, it's said by Rav Malkiya. Shmaitza, a stama story is Rav Malkiyo. That's said by Rav Malkiyo. The Simanach, and the Siman is Masnisin Malkasa, like a Mishnah is like the king, right? Which is like Malkiya. Rav Mai Benayhu, what's the difference between Rav Papa's explanation and Rav Chinan's explanation? Ikki Benayhu, Shifachos. The difference would be the Shifchis. Why? Because according to Rav Chinan, that was said by Rav Malkiyo. And according to Rav Papa, it was said by Rav Malkiya. Why? Because it's a Mishnah. Okay? Good? We'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.